Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, y'all. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We are just three short days away from celebrating Christmas, and we're glad you're tuning in with us. This show is going to bounce all over the map. I can feel it coming a mile away, but it's all good because we're going to have some fun, and hopefully you do too. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for taking a little time to hang out with us this weekend. It's going to be a big weekend for everybody. I can just feel it. I know personally, looking at getting my last vacation days in for the end of the year and things like that, all the Christmas parties and family Christmas parties and all that, it gets everybody's on their calendars big time right now, Jop.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's I live off lists this time of year, and I kind of just don't like doing that. It's you know, it's like I want to just stop and look around me and see who's there and be thankful for those people and to say thank you to them as opposed to did we send this out? Did we get them one of these? Are we planning for that? Have we gone to the store? It's just that's the part of this season I just don't like.
Well, you know, that's funny you'd say that because my wife is a big lister. I'm pretty good at making lists. I tend to start them and use them, but not nearly as efficiently as her. She's got, they're all prioritized. They're lined out, I mean, almost in a maniac fashion. She'll scribble them out so you can't tell what was on there. But one of the things that was on her list last week was a company called Standard Kitchens bringing out our countertops so that we could finish up this year-and-a-half-long housing project.
And how'd that go?
Oh, my gosh. She sent me a picture, Thursday, I think, the boys from Lakeside Surfaces.
Right.
I think the guy's name was Brett that showed up at
one
the house.
One of their installers.
Yeah, and he called me as they're ready to pull in, and I said, I'm gone, dude, but the bride will be standing at the driveway with a lantern waiting to lead you lead you up the mountain. And I got to tell you, that company, Lakeside Surfaces, which is one of your partners, Jop, if you don't know it, runs Standard Kitchens, and he oversees how many stores?
Seven of them.
Yep, yeah, seven stores. So you can see why he needs lisps.
Yeah, I
do
live off
with
them.
A lisp.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I'm 55, and I just don't have the retention I used to have. I'm sorry. It might have been 9 years sitting beside you drinking beer on every Saturday morning.
Oh, blame me.
But nice try. Just not there, man.
Nice try. Somebody else who helped me with the project. Now, our house is like 30 years old, and goodness
not
sakes,
anymore, man.
So much.
You pretty much rebuilt the whole damn thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you've been there enough times. There was a lot of old stuff, and one of the systems we had in there was a central vac system that I bought from a guy at a company called Liberty Service. He's up in my old hometown of Reed City, and his name is Tom Eichenberg, and I just want to give him a shout-out because this man is just the nicest guy to do business with, and his pricing is ridiculously good. If you need a central vac or if you need a water softener. Now, he put both those systems in 20 years ago, and I have literally had no issues from the equipment or the installation on any of that stuff.
Right.
The issues I had was from my renovation needing a little this added and that added. And like my RO machine, I won't even drink water now if it doesn't come out of RO.
Well, it has its own flavor, and you're purifying it, right, with the RO process.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just something that you get used to.
Yeah.
Right? It's like people like well water or people like city water.
And water, that was the reason I bought the land is because the guy I was buying the land from said, just taste the water. And I said, well, that was what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
And I tasted the water and I go, sold.
Yeah.
Right now. Boom.
Yeah.
And but anyway, Tom, Liberty Services, I'm sorry, I'll ask you to write this down. If you need a water softener or central vac, Area code 616-293-1522. And I have to give you that number because they don't have a website. He's old school. He's in his 70s, and the guy works every day.
Hardworking dude.
But
man.
His wife, Margot, passed away about a year ago, and he's working more just because I think, you know, it helps ease the pain, and she was a wonderful lady. And everybody knows the Eichenberg family up there. And his brother, Steve, is now coming on with him. Steve's my age. So these guys just keep working.
Yeah, and they will, I'm sure.
And don't forget, I got Better Made showing up at my Christmas party this afternoon up at the Nurmico Hacienda up in Kent City. My brother's holding our family Christmas.
Okay, nice.
So I'm sneaking some Better Made up there.
Well, it's not a sneak, man. Bring it in. It'll all be there. It's good stuff
and
for the holidays.
And I made some jerky to bring up there. That's something I actually grilled and smoked this week.
Yep.
Which, it's been so busy, I don't get time to do that right now so much.
Right. I had an occasion on Wednesday this past week was my company Christmas party, right? And in the location where I work, there's about 30 of us. And we did a potluck, right? Like everybody does. Company Standard Kitchens bought some hams and stuff like that, but it was a potluck after that. I wanted to share this one because they were a big hit and so many people had never tried them. They wrinkle up their nose till they have one, right? And it's a super simple appetizer that I made ahead and brought in, and then we just warmed them back up a little bit in the oven, is I took a pitted date, and they've got a little slit in them where they've taken the pit out, and I filled that with crumbled blue cheese.
Which you love to do.
Right, and then wrapped it with thin bacon. Simple three-ingredient hors d'oeuvre, guys. And you put a toothpick through it to hold the bacon, and I put them on the smoker, so that I could get an even cook. Mm-hmm. They're not going to burn on the bottom because sometimes if you put them in the oven, the pan will make them burn on the bottom before they're done on the top.
Use a baker's rack if you do.
Right, yeah.
Or you can indirect grill them.
Right, which is so I did them in the smoker, just fired up the pellet smoker. Oh. They were in there like an hour. I got up in the morning, threw them on before I went to work, right? Had some breakfast, blah, blah, blah. Took them with me. Right, and everybody was like, "Ooh, what are those?" You know, because they're dark
colored.
Looks
like a turd.
Yeah, right.
That's a cockroach.
Right. Yeah.
With bacon, you'll like it.
Yeah,
exactly. I burnt the legs off.
A couple of the guys thought they were sausages, right? And I just didn't say a word. I just sat there watching people do it. But they're a big hit. It's kind of an off the beaten path hors d'oeuvre with that pitted date in there. But great for the holidays. You got a little sweet with the date, a little salty and savory with the cheese. So that would be one that if you're looking for a holiday hors d'oeuvre to whip up real quick, word up though, thin bacon. Do not use thick cut bacon.
I think it was thin cut bacon. Chef Jeff Dewey that did those for us the first time.
Yeah, I can't take
Schmoes.
Credit for them.
Down at Schmoes.
Right, yep. I can't take credit for them, but
I know
they're
that,
good,
but,
man. They're really good.
It is nice to give the credit to a great guy like him who turns... We are so lucky to have so many friends that are awesome, and we'll talk to one of them later on in the show, and that's Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue.
Yeah.
And he's another one of those that, you know, is a buddy, but you learn a bunch from.
Yeah, this guy does. I mean, he's a grilling expert and a smoking expert, and only by virtue of him doing 30 catering events a week, you know, this time of year. So he's a guy we're going to have on the show a little bit later. He's more of a caterer than he is. He has a restaurant that he's open for like 3 hours twice a week just so that he can appease his customers. But anyway, we'll be talking to him as well. And also coming up in the show, we're going to be talking to our friends at Stormy Cromer. It looks like we've got the man, Bob, that will be talking with us. And that's always a fun thing. That's a great gift if you're still looking for that last-minute gift.
That's what I'm saying.
You can put a Stormy Cromer hat or a jacket or a vest on your list, and, man, you're going to make somebody happy. And a lot of sporting goods stores have those around. They're distributed everywhere, but you can go on their website and find out where there is a location near you that sells Stormy Cromers. It's a lifetime gift because they're guaranteed for life, man. So, you know, you just take care of your Cromer and it'll take care of you for a long time. So coming up next, it looks like we're going to do some Charles Dickens punch. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Our newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we'll bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from The Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in.
It is cold outside, and we're starting to get a little winter. We had a little reprieve here, at least where we are, in the last... First part of last week, we were in the mid-40s for 3 or 4 days in a row, but I think it's coming. Hopefully, we'll get a little white Christmas. I always enjoy that. I don't like trudging around the snow as much as I used to, but at the end of the day, a white Christmas is a good thing. Barbecue Bob, you've got some beverage recipes we want to go through now.
That's right.
Down, man.
That's right. Welcome back, and good job, Mr. Fongers. We are being produced by Brian Fongers, as always. We like to call the wizard of the big board. He makes us sound better than we really are. And that was little Dean Martin for Baby It's Cold
right.
Outside. I think, Mr. Fonger, you should see how many versions of that song there are so we can play the ever-loving snot out of it to make up for those idiots that won't play it.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of artists. There are a lot of artists that have recorded that over the years.
What is with that? Why would you ban that song?
Right, I don't get it.
I think I do, but I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, that'd be good.
Too political.
How about you get into some of this Dickens punch?
Yeah, it's on thegrillingguys.com. If you've never been to our site, I find that hard to believe, but some of you haven't. So go to thegrillingguys.com, and in the top right corner, you'll see a little search bar like most sites have. And just punch in punch. You could do Christmas. You could put different keywords in there. And what you'll find is one of the things on there is Charles Dickens punch. And I found this years ago and made it for one of our events at home. And it was honestly just popular. I when I first heard it, I thought, yeah, I don't know. It's like a 150-year-old recipe. It's probably going to be janky or something.
Right.
No, it's really good.
They made good beverage back then,
oh,
too?
Oh, my, yes. So you can – I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing, but you got to prep for like 3 hours in advance because you got to peel three onions and you've got to
– Onions in a beverage?
I'm sorry. Did I say onions?
Yeah, you did.
Lemons.
Oh.
There's
a difference.
Where'd that come in?
Yeah.
You got to peel three lemons. I'm getting a reflection on the screen of my phone. I'm looking at our site to look at the recipe because I can't remember it. You use a sweet oil. You use just go to thegrillingguys.com. Oh, and I adjusted this recipe with one of my favorite rums.
Imagine that, Bob changing up somebody's recipe.
So I put Mount Gay Eclipse or Angostura 1919 for the rums. I didn't buy that Angostura. That's what they recommended. I like the Mount Gay rum, and I got to liking that because I hung out with a bunch of sailors, and if you're ever on a sailboat and they're drinking rum, that's the only rum a real sailor will ever buy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you have all these friends who buy the real popular Captain Morgans or whatever.
Right.
You won't find sailors drinking that stuff. It's trash.
Yeah. So we've all been to the holiday parties this season, and there's probably more to come. And, you know, you go to things, and it's a lot of the same old, same old. And then every once in a while, you get a taste of something. You're like, dang, that was pretty good. Well, I got a simple one because I was at one of those Christmas parties last weekend, and they called it a polar bear shot. And what it was, real simple, it was half peppermint schnapps and half cream de coco.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a minty and a chocolatey yep. thing, but they were both ice cold. They pulled them out of the freezer, set the shot glasses up in a half of each in the shot glass, and you know they were really tasty.
Cream de coco?
Yeah, right.
They call that a peppermint patty also.
Oh, do they?
Yeah
they were calling it a polar bear shot because it was frozen, or, you know, the liquor wasn't frozen, but it was very, very cold. So that was kind of a cool one I enjoyed. And then, you know, this time of year, I was just sharing with Bob during the break, is I've got a beer fridge in my garage. I don't know if all you do or not. If you don't, you should get one, because it's a wonderful thing for extra food and, of course, your beer. Well, it's been cold. It's in the garage. My garage is not heated, unlike the Nurmico estate that has heated garages. But so I leave a bottle of Evan Williams eggnog, which has a little bit of bourbon already mixed in it. You buy it at a liquor store or the big box or wherever you go. But just leave that on top of the fridge. And I come out to pull something out because if I'm cooking or doing something, I just reach up there and take the cap off that, take a little pull. It's a little bit sweet. It's eggnog with bourbon in it, right? But it's a lazy man's because it comes in a bottle.
I don't know if that complies with your 12-step program.
What? No, because it's only eight
only
steps.
Five steps.
It's only eight steps from the kitchen out to the beer fridge sure. if you position it right.
If you ever talk with Jop and you try and one-up him, you'll find that it's about impossible. He has a smart-aleck response for everything.
Hey, man.
Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's sweet.
I try to be nice of the time. But it's the holidays, Bob. I love you, brother. Come on.
So here's another one. It's on the grillingguys.com. It's called Kentucky Eggnog. And
What I just talked about.
It is. My rule on stuff like that is I don't use the real good stuff.
Right.
I'm not going to go buy, an expensive bourbon to make.
Yeah, a Maker's Mark. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm going to stop it. You know, there's a wonderful secret in the bourbon world, and this is the only liquor these people make that I think is any worth a do, and that is Heavenly Hill makes a bourbon that's $12 a bottle.
Fifth, yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, it's good enough to drink on ice.
Yeah?
It really is. It's a real Kentucky bourbon. It's not as fine as you might expect, but if you've got a bunch of people to feed, you can put it in your decanter and the bourbon decanter, and people will drink it, and they'll go, wow, that's not bad.
Right, yeah.
Or if you're going to mix it, if you see somebody mixing it, you know, by all means, don't put any good stuff in
it. Right, and if your brother-in-law is like my old brother-in-law, is that he'll drink anything you put out.
Right.
Just as long as he didn't have to bring it.
Right.
Right? So if it's there, it doesn't really matter. And you kind of, that's a good reason to maybe slide some of that stuff in that's not on your
great
top
point.
Shelf.
My son-in-law brings me up a bottle when he comes up from Tennessee each time. And I told him he doesn't have to anymore because we have it up here now.
Yeah.
But if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on thegrillingguys.com. And it is the weekend, a smoky weekend. It's a Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho weekend. And we celebrate everything Christmas. We have another one here that's really good, and it's called a Kentucky Eggnog. It's on thegrillingguys.com. You go under Kentucky Eggnog. Up in the search bar, you'll find it. And it takes a cup of bourbon, a cup of brandy, a cup of dark rum. We're off to a good start.
Right. Is there any eggnog in it?
vanilla bean.
Oh, there you go.
A whole nutmeg, which I keep in the house. If
you're grating your own nut.
Yes.
Right? You're
yes.
not taking the powder.
I keep the real
you're
nutmegs.
Doing that.
Large cinnamon sticks, and then chives. Now, don't get weird. Here's the deal with the eggnog. If you have a great store around you, they might carry a great milk called Hillhoff. He's been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He came on when you weren't here once, And that's my old family friends, the Stratoffs. You've met Carl. Oh, yeah, he snuck up on you in the woods a few times.
Yep.
Took your scalp. His brother William has Hillhoff Farms, and they have the first organic dairy in Michigan. Well, they just came out with an eggnog that I'm stocking up on because my boys are big strapping dudes, and they will chug a half gallon each guy when they have a sitting.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, they love their nog, man.
They're freaks about eggnog. So Hillhoff makes one that will make you beg for buttermilk.
Right. Speaking about begging, this is the time of the year when you're going to be wanting to sport some warmer clothes. And if you are like Barbecue Bob and I, we enjoy some of the finer things when we have an opportunity to
Michigan
do it.
Michigan made.
That's right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with the owner and proprietor of Stormy Cromer out of Northern Michigan. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that
no
dream?
No cabs to be had.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Merry Christmas to you all out there. This is our last show before the holiday. We'll have one more before the end of the year. But wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Barbecue Bob, my shopping's done. Hope yours is too. But there's always room for one more thing, right?
Well, I think a lot of people. Thank you, Jop. And welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys. Don't forget to join us on Facebook/The Grillin' Guys. We need your likes. We're really lame about pushing our Facebook page, and I'm sorry about that, but that's my fault.
All right.
So hit us on Facebook, make comments, you know, tell us you hate us, love us, whatever. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy, and there's a guy up in the UP right now on the grilling line, and his name is Bob, and he's got a cool company, Bob Jaquart from Stormy Cromer. How are you, sir?
I'm great, guys. Merry Christmas.
I always struggle with your last name and say it wrong. Did I say it properly?
You're in pretty good shape. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to say it, so we're good.
Yeah, mine's a tricky Finnish name, too. Yours must be French.
Mine is French, yeah. Yes. Jacquard is how you say it in French.
Oh, Jacquard.
We don't talk like that in the UP.
No. Now, my grandma was French, and she grew up in Escanaba, the banana belt of the UP. So the UP's cool job. It's really ethnic. There's a lot of ethnicities, and these little towns that are all over the place, you can see the family names have really held on, and a lot of the families have stuck around. And like my dad grew up on the Nurmico farm in Wakefield. Now Bob is over in Ironwood, where my grandma ended up living. My mom was born in on Lake Ogebic in Marinesco. So it's, you know, this US 2 was kind of the common thread there. If you had access to a road back then, yeah. you could make it all the way to Ironwood.
Well, speaking of threads, why don't we talk about Stormy Cromer a little bit, all right?
I just wanted to say that...
We called it to talk to Bob, not this Bob.
That's all right. His factory is right by my grandma's house.
Oh, nice.
And that's how this is so dear to me.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Bobby.
This is also fun.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. But anyway, so Stormy Cromer, we've been working with you guys for years. Love the clothing. Give us an update on the company. What's new stuff out this year?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you all heard, but the Manufacturers Association of Michigan voted us the coolest product made in Michigan about a month ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Congratulations. That's great.
We went, and so we are now the coolest product made in Michigan. And we went against some wonderful competition and came out with the prize. So we're very proud of that.
Okay,
proud of having the word Michigan in our name. So it's great.
Yeah, sorry about that. So tell us what were the winning products?
Actually, Stormy Cromer hat, the original Stormy Cromer hat that George Stormy Cromer invented in 1903, became the coolest product made in Michigan.
Now, your story's on the inside of every hat, but give us a 30-second rundown on Stormy.
Stormy was a railroad engineer who needed a hat with ear flaps, and his wife in 1903 put ear flaps on a baseball hat, and it's been hanging around mostly Wisconsin until 2001 for 98 years, and then I ended up becoming the lucky third owner of this wonderful, beautiful company. And we put some real UP energy into it, changed a lot about the way things looked, and added a bunch of products to it besides just making hats. We now make mittens and gloves and scarves and coats and vests and even make clothing for beer if you want a can wrap.
I've got them.
You can make a stomach roll.
Yeah.
And then the latest and greatest that you share, in fact, we're running out, and then we build, and then we run out again. As we started, we figured out how to make a Stormy Cromer hat for an animal, and we call them Critter Cromers because we've seen them on goats and cats and ducks and dogs, of course. And we're getting photos like crazy. Our photo wall is just filled up with people like to take pictures of themselves, but even more so, they like to take pictures of their animals.
Yeah. So do you have a hat for my goat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've mastered that, and we came out with a calendar. In fact, I think it's our October pinup is a goat on our calendar this year.
I gotta have one of those. I just gotta have one of those.
Oh, yeah. That's that would be popular with the Taliban, I think.
Right.
So they prefer goats. Stormy, the guy needed to cover his head because he was a train engineer. And tell him why his head got so cold.
Oh, it's kind of complex, but he had to occasionally look out the window of the train engine and check up front to see how things were. And if the sun was out, there was really no hat that blocked the sun and kept his ears warm. So it was kind of a...
There's no radio.
This
guy's on the back end of a train. So they had to signal each other by sticking their heads out.
Yeah.
It's too rich.
Yeah.
Did you do that on a corner or a straightaway?
Well, it's easier on a left turn if
right.
you're on the left side of the train.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Bob Jacquard, new owner, the last 15 years owner of Stormy Cromer, and the guy and his daughter, Gina, who are the ones that really brought this brand to the size and girth that it is now. And I'd have to say you're probably the biggest industry in Ironwood, Michigan, because you have a very large facility, several other buildings, and you're employing a lot of people in Michigan making a great product, and we appreciate that. But you helped us with Operation GI Barbecue by donating just a bunch of hats that we sold to raise money. We had to raise about $90,000, and you were one of the first guys on board and so generous that there's a reason we keep bringing you back, and that's because we love your brand and your family.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the Upper Peninsula is one thing, but what you guys in the Lower Peninsula have done, they really have supported our brand. Your Made in Michigan pride down there is just incredible, and we've grown significantly because of the Made in Michigan pride that really comes from around where you guys are. And you know, if anybody wants a product, you can go on our website, stormycromer.com, and it's too late to get something for Christmas now, but you can go on, and we've got a dealer locator there, and there are a bunch of great dealers in your area. I actually visited most of them about 2 years ago and got to know them all personally, and they're just wonderful people, passionate about product made in Michigan, and we're proud to do that, even though we're an eight-hour drive from where we're talking right now.
So Bob, one of the things I want to make sure our listeners understand is this is not a men's flannel shirt and hat company, right? You got lots of stuff for the ladies.
Yeah, we've got a ladies brand, you know, five or six styles specifically for ladies in hats.
And Ida.
Ida, and we sell tons of mittens. We put wool and a product that we use in another part of our manufacturing business together and ended up with extremely warm mittens, and they end up being, I mean, it's Christmas time, and they end up being a great gift for somebody else because they're easier to fit someone. It's really hard to buy someone a hat for a gift.
So, Bob, you were talking about your dealer locator. That is a great idea because you can go on stormycromer.com right now and punch up the dealer locator and find the dealer near you and run out today and get those last-minute Christmas presents. I guarantee the Grilling Guys fully endorse this product. Anything you buy from this company,
top quality,
you're going to be very proud.
Top quality. So
last year I went out and skied Whistler, and I took your mittens with me, and it was really cold up at 11,000 feet. And those things were phenomenal. But you sent us a pair. You sent me a pair anywhere, and they have the Grilling Guys monogrammed on them, and I treat them with pride and joy. Well, This just a couple weeks ago, I had to pull my ski jacket out and hunt in the snow, and I wanted white camouflage. I found those mittens. I had lost them since I skied last year. So I was extremely happy to find my Stormy Cromer mittens.
Yeah, they ended up being really a great product for us because they're just really, really, really warm. And then just another tidbit about the Lower Peninsula. We have a small center, rehab center called the St. Luke's New Life Center in Flint that actually builds our vests for us.
Nice.
We're very proud of having that nice connection down there with
that's awesome.
Down on that side of the bridge.
We are out of time, Robert. So good of you to join us. It's great to hear your voice, and give our Christmas cheer to Gina, your daughter, and your family, and God bless you in 2019. Go Stormy.
Same here. God bless you all.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Stormy Cromer.
Great guy. Coming up next, we are going to help you construct your grilling box, and we're going to talk to an expert, Matt Smith from Pit Stop Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Father and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in
heaven. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
This is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
You know, I am going to have a holly jolly Christmas, Barbecue Bob, because I'm going to be wearing a little bit of Stormy Cromer when Santa Claus comes to my town. But, yeah, Stormy's such a great product, man.
Well, it's like I told Bob. I don't know that a day goes by I don't have one of his products on it.
This time of year? Exactly. Michelle asked me, I put a hat on, and it was the wrong color for the vest I was wearing. I went back, got another one, put the right one on. She's like, how many of those things you have? And I just said, not enough.
I don't even know.
Right.
I have one go-to hat, and that's the one that matches that Columbia shirt
sure.
you gave away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wear that one, like, all the time. Yep. I also have a camel one that's the winter one
mm-hmm.
that I took up to Whipple Lake for
right.
deer camp.
Right.
Your head will cook in
right,
that thing,
exactly.
man. You better be cold.
Yeah.
Baby, it's cold
Face
outside.
Wind. Face the wind.
Better
yeah.
be cold outside.
Yeah.
But if you're cold and hungry, there's a fella named Matt Smith, and he's got a little business that feeds a couple people. It's called Pit Stop Barbecue, and we've had the honor and pleasure of knowing this gentleman for quite a few years now, and he's on the grilling line, Joppy.
Yes, he is. Matt, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, and you got to hook a brother up. I need some of that gear. I'm desperately low on it. I need to get the Stormy Cromer.
You know, as we age, the hair thins and the need for Cromer increases.
Yeah, well, I'm way ahead of you, at least 6 years. Matt, you can go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on the right side. You'll see all of our sponsors. Stormy is on there, and you click on that link. You'll go right to their deals page. And buy from there, and we might make 10 cents or something on it. I don't know if we even get any revenue out of it, but it doesn't matter. We love the Cromer people, and Gina, Bob's daughter, has done just a steward's job with guiding that business into the next arena.
Right.
And I think I just found the perfect Christmas present for myself.
There you go, for myself.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas to me.
So Matt, it's been a while since we've had you on, and you have a exploding barbecue business, and I've always admired it. But I just want to talk to you, man. What are you seeing in the last 2 or 3 years? What's changed in your business? Where do you see this thing, this barbecue phenomena going?
Well, the one thing for sure is that what's awesome in the state of Michigan is even nationally, we're not like looked down upon as having, you know, not real barbecue. And the thing that I've always said is, I mean, we've got more hardwood than just about anywhere in the country. So, and
thank you.
The guys who know how to cook. I mean, why the heck would we not know how to do this stuff?
Right.
So there's a ton of new places that are out there, and there's been some recent, articles are written, all the different stuff that's around the state of Michigan. There's a ton, and there's a ton in West Michigan that are really good. And what's cool about it is it's like the brewing industry. 99.9% of us are all buddies and friends, and if we have to, help each other out. And it's really cool, and it's exciting to be in Michigan now with all the barbecue.
So knowing Matt, as long as we've known him, Jop, I think you introduced me to him about 5 years ago. You did Man Food Fire, something like that. You were on a TV show, a national show, And I think you won some sort of a prize. But you right now are headed towards a Guinness record for the Super Bowl. And I want to chat about that for a second.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. So the last couple years, we've only been open like a four-hour stretch on Super Bowl Sunday, if I can say that without copyright infringements.
You're on the Grilling Guys, dude. You can say anything you want.
And you're on ESPN, so there you go.
The big game. So, yeah, we've been open just for 4 hours, and in those 4 hours, we've done like between 10,000 and 12,000 wings just in 4 hours. I mean, there's a ton of prep work that goes into that, right? So it's just people picking up. But I started looking up what the record was, and I emailed Guinness Book of World Records, and they got back to me like 3 or 4 months later and said, yeah, you would qualify, but we only do it in a 24-hour period. So we're going to try to do it where we open up on the Saturday before at like 5 o'clock and go all the way around the clock till 5 o'clock right before the Super Bowl and try to break the record.
There's going to be a lot of chickens that can't fly out there if you do that.
Yes, they'll be very leg strong.
Next year it'll be a drumstick contest.
Because they're easy to catch. Yeah.
They are. They'll be like, have you ever see when Rocky tries to catch them? I think we need to do somewhere between 25 and 30,000 wings in a 24-hour period.
Holy cow.
Dude, the Grilling Guys have signed on to help. We are going to do this. We're going to help you do it. And I don't know how we're going to help, but all I've got is a mouth and a little bit of airway.
He'll eat more than he makes, trust me.
Can you count the ones you eat, or do you have to just the ones you sell?
He swallowed the bone.
Once they're sold, I don't care what happens to them. Right.
Get your checkbook out, right, Choppy. Yeah. Spoken as a true entrepreneur. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, so... Also, one of the cool things, and this is the classic example. You said something before we got Matt Smith on the phone. We're speaking with Matt Smith, if you just tuned in. He's the owner of Pit Stop Barbecue, which is a phenomenon, very much like M43 and Old Nation is a phenomenon. There are phenomenons in certain industries. You are a phenomenon. And you sit back and you look at a business like Pit Stop, and Jop and I marvel at what you do all the time. And it's one of those things where you marvel at what you do, and honestly, I have grill envy because of what you do, but I go in and you're never there, and your bride is working furiously with this huge staff, and you guys, food is flying everywhere. I don't even know how you get it in the right container. It's like almost mayhem, but to watch all these little elves you got back there just slinging hash and butts and brisket, and it's a machine, and it's an... As much as I say that, I'm envious, yet, you know, it's like you say, man, he's sitting on a gold mine. And one guy told me once, have you ever worked in a gold mine?
Right, exactly.
You're working in the gold mine, brother.
Well, and thank you. I'm really glad you brought up a couple terms in there, too, that remind me to tell you about our New Year's offerings. It's kind of cool. But
tell me it wasn't hash.
I'm kind of the face of the business, and I get...
In spite of that, you're successful.
Well,
you beat me.
Why do you think I only do radio interviews? I have a face for radio.
Right.
So, I get a ton of the credit, and I mean, my wife does an enormous amount of work, especially behind the scenes, and especially with all of our sides and our recipes. But our staff is outrageous. They really love the business. We are like a big family. A lot of the guys play sports. We go to a ton of their sports events and cater for their sports teams and that type of stuff. But, I mean, they really take pride, and these guys know how to do everything. Like, they want to learn. Just the other day, one of the guys said, hey, can you please have me come in early? Because I don't really know how to do some of the stuff that these guys do early. So he came in started coming in at 6 because he wanted to learn it. And it makes me and our company look really, really good. And I get way too much credit for it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You get the credit you deserve because you started it. It was one guy renting a little kitchen in Lowell and working your keister off and building your business and delivering great barbecue on time to clients. And that's how you built it, dude. I watched you. You're getting everything you deserve.
Thank you. And I would rephrase that to mostly on time.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that on live radio, but
hey, Matt,
the guy is kind of slow sometimes.
Right. And Matt, let's run through a couple things here. Somebody wants to get a hold of you. Give us your top five menu items and then how they can reach out to you if they want you to cater one of their parties.
Oh, great. So the top five ways to get a hold of me are email, 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 and email.
Okay.
Because the mailbox has been full for, I think, 6 years.
Voice mailbox, yeah. Busy guy.
It's been full intentionally since April of 2014. It was the smartest thing I ever did. Because it forces emails because we're really busy with stuff. So voice conversations are dangerous because I forget things.
Well, not only that, but how do you answer your phone when you've got all kinds of hog fat on your hands? Right. It's a really bad look.
So what is that email, Matt?
The email is matt@pitstopcateringgr.com.
Very good. All right, man.
Our top five, I would say for sure our top five, like most popular things, are our brisket and our pork for the meats, and then our mac and cheese and smoky baked beans, and our cheesy tots are making a nice little run there.
Ooh, hey, that's kind of sexy, baby.
That sounds like a pet name.
So I'll say this very openly. I'm a freak and a snob about brisket, and you're one of the few guys I would actually buy brisket from if I had to buy it. But, dude, congrats on the business. Thanks for talking to us, and let's talk about how to help people get ready for their party next time you come back on.
Oh, I would love to. Yes, that'd be great. And thanks for having me on again. You guys do a great thing for this industry locally especially, so thanks a lot.
All right, okay,
man.
Buddy.
Take care, man. Coming up next, we might do your grilling box or oil up some of your balsamic. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a male!
Yeah, you are a man. In today's man law. This is coming from the heart.
Okay.
Real men. I mean, real men say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays.
Exactly.
Don't forget.
You busted my chops on that last week. And
justifiably
and
so.
I was, justifiably so. I agree. Because you know what? We're men of faith, and we should say Merry Christmas to one another and everybody that we talk to.
That's
so,
right.
I'm proud of that. I'm certainly am proud of that. But so let's talk a little bit about the custom grilling box. We've talked about this almost every year.
I know, but
it's good.
Yeah,
it's good because this is a last minute gift that you can roll with. And I'm telling you, the average grilling guy doesn't have this.
And
stuff.
This is something Joppy invented. No, yeah. This is something one of those little weird brain cramps I came up with years ago, just trying to find material for the show and really straining my big fat brain to come up with something that really mattered.
That's a 7 7/8 hat that guy wears from Stormy Cromer.
Hey,
I'm just
it
saying.
Used to be an 8, okay? But I've lost enough weight, a 7 7/8 now fits. But, yeah, the custom grilling box. I bought you the basic part of it last year for Christmas, and you can basically just go down to Ace Hardware or wherever you can buy a plastic, I think,
toolbox.
Taco or something like that. There's different people that make plastic toolboxes, fishing boxes. You get a little plastic box from your favorite store, and it's like a toolbox. What you do is you get a Grilling Guys sticker or two, and we'll provide those for you. All you got to do is send us an email. We'll send you some stickers.
Get us on Facebook.
They're free. They're free. Yep. And it's real cool. And then you get your favorite brewery stickers, which are free, or you have to pay for them from the guys who are.
You got to go to the brewery.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can go to Siciliano's.
This is tough work.
Siciliano's, and they'll give you a Siciliano sticker.
Sure.
And so anyway, you put some cool stickers on it. Inside, you get like a silicone grilling brush. You put a ThermoPen if you can afford it, because you're trying to buy a gift here. You're making a gift, and that's going to add $80. So that might be out of reach, but you might get a basic little analog thermometer, and you might get a nice pair of rubber silicone mitts to hold your meat with. Don't even touch it.
Should we talk about the oil now?
You can get some you can get some tongs, and the freak show begins. You can just, get some original Juan barbecue sauce and some things like that. Go down to Sobeys or Garrett's Appliance. You can get original Juan barbecue sauce. It's called American Stockyard, and they have all sorts of great flavors. You can get some hot sauce. You can throw in, some spices. You might find Stephen Raiklin's brand of spices. Stephen was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Or his barbecue Bible. Yep. Would go in there.
You could put a book. That's a great idea. His rib book would fit right in the average toolbox.
Right, because it's a tall, skinny book. Yeah.
So here you're giving somebody this plastic box that they can keep somewhere where it might be dusty. Like my garage has sawdust in it all the time.
Right.
But if I put this box out there, my tongs, all my stuff is not going to get dirty. It'll stay clean in that box.
Let me tell you what Barbecue Bob did for me, and he's being humble, because he got one of these boxes. He went from little guy to job size, and this thing's on wheels. It's got a handle, and it's maybe a foot wide and 2 foot long.
You look like a stewardess when you're carrying
it. Right, yeah, but I'm just saying that I use that thing everywhere we go because it's got all my grill stuff.
Oh, I'm glad you're using it,
man, and I love it because you know where everything is.
When you run away from home, you'll need that.
Right, well, I might careful, I might come your way.
That happened before. Dude. It's been fun. Merry Christmas to all, and God bless you. We appreciate you hanging out with us.
We sure do. And be safe out there, and enjoy your holiday season. And we'll talk with you regarding a New Year's Eve show. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.